The county aims to achieve a net 100% renewable energy standard for their government operations by 2032. To that end, they're looking at a contract to have Rocky Mountain Power deliver electricity from renewable sources. After an RFP process, a solar facility to be built near Tooele has been selected as the provider. Wright said reportedly Oakley City and Cottonwood Heights have also decided to enter into this kind of deal. Other Wasatch Front towns like Sandy and Layton are considering it. He clarified their arrangement is not the same contract as Summit County's.
County, Park City, and Salt Lake City use. And that's just confined to three of us plus Deer Valley, Vail, and UVU. That's a similar but different issue to the countywide.
Wright said that early next year they will be able to unveil the cost of the contract.
After we get some preliminary indications and we actually sign the contract for it, then we will we'll get we've gotten indications. We don't think they're going to change much. We can't talk about them now because we have an NDA until the entire process is finished. But we'll have a public exposition of the actual rates, I'm guessing probably in January.
He said that the county can choose to walk away from the deal with some caveats.
If we're not happy with it, we can walk away.
But it costs us, it sounds like.
After we sign in the next agreement. We actually signed the contract for taking the power. After that, there are termination charges.
The current climate for renewable energy is complicated. Wright mentioned just a couple of factors.
Our bill is going to be a result of several factors. One is the renewable energy charge, which is going to be determined right now. And that is either, and that's an additional charge that is slightly more expensive than the rate right now. If rates actually go down, as Rocky Mountain Power gets more renewable energy into their system, our rate, overall rate, will go down because the base rate could go down. If it does, then we gain from that also. The short term, 4 or 5 years or so, you're going to see a decrease in renewable energy prices.
Summit County Council Member Glenn Wright for KPCW. I'm Rick Brough.